This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver DA Beth McCann is hosting a community meeting tonight to discuss her decision not to charge the police officer who fatally shot a black man last month. William DeBose was killed in a parking lot after a traffic stop. Officials say he was armed, but his family disputes the events that led to his death. Colorado's U.S. senators voted today along party lines on starting debate on a Republican-crafted police reform bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the procedural vote failed.
Republican Cory Gardner says it's shameful that partisan loyalists blocked advancement of the bill. In a statement, he called the bill a serious and substantive proposal at a time when there's nationwide discussions about police reform and equality. But Democrats who blocked the measure, like Michael Bennett, say the proposal is insufficient and inadequate. A number of civil rights groups, including the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, called on senators to block the GOP bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More than 750,000 Coloradans have voted in the primary, including 100,000 mail-in ballots received yesterday. Nearly a third of all ballots cast so far have come from unaffiliated voters who mostly participated in Democratic races. Coming up on the program, a former deputy attorney general during the first George Bush administration talks about his testimony regarding the Department of Justice becoming politicized under Bill Barr. Then, Bayer agreed today to settle lawsuits from people who say they got cancer from the company's most widely used weed killer. Bayer will pay more than $10 billion. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And at CPR.org, researchers say the durability of redlining in Denver's past is shaping coronavirus hotspots now. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports on adding COVID-19 to the long list of things affected by the racist government practice of redlining minority neighborhoods that started back in the 1930s. There is much more on this story at CPR.org. 78 degrees in Colorado Springs, also 78 in Vail, 97 for Grand Junction, 94 for Pueblo, 91 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.